Cheers, Chef Tim.
The Torah gives us so many mitzvahs, 613 different mitzvahs. Every day, some of them are seasonal, come pam to pam, around the year, every chodesh, once a year, once a month, once a week. Some come every day. So many different types of mitzvahs. And every mitzvah we do, besides getting scha, noilim abo, one day when we get there, as well, it connects us to Ribbon Shalom, every mitzvah, food is there. Bond and that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every mitzvah you can shake a lulav, you don't realize it, you don't feel it maybe, but it makes a connection. Every mitzvah makes a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's one mitzvah which, in a way, is easier to see how it connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's easier to see how it makes that bond between us and Hashem. Because this mitzvah, the whole idea of the mitzvah, the whole theme of this mitzvah, is to be mekabel olmach l'shamayim, make the Ribbono Shel Olam our boss. And that is the mitzvah we have every day, erev avoike, b'chol yom, pamayim, shema Yisrael, say shema Yisrael twice a day. And I thought shema is a mitzvah we do twice a day, and sometimes things we do a lot, you forget, you don't appreciate what you're doing, it becomes harakot, you get used to doing it, and therefore do a chizik in shema. Discuss a little bit about Kriyat Shema. It's a mitzvah we do twice a day. I think it's come out the only mitzvah we've got a chiyuv to do twice a day. Since it's tefillin, it's once a day. Keep on as long as you like. You put it back on. But the chiyuv twice a day, Kriyat Shema is, I think, maybe the only one. It's a mitzvah that I said twice a day. It's every day and twice a day. Sukkah, Shofar, Araminim, Matzah is once a year. This is twice every day. Many mitzvahs are expensive, are hard. Shema, it's free. It's not so hard, takes a couple of minutes. And maybe that's the reason why we forget to appreciate it. When you spend so much money on your matzahs and your arminim, so much time sorting out your sukkah, getting your schach. So when it finally comes to the mitzvah, you appreciate, okay, so much effort. This is the mitzvah. Shema, because it's so easy, you forget you're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Unbelievable mitzvah d'oraisa, twice a day, free and easy. Pasuk says, "Roshach b'av gumecha." We say in v'ahavto and v'hoya in the morning and night. Straight up, pasuk. This is the Aisa Shema every day. The idea of Shema is mekabel olmach u'shamayim. Remember who's boss. Therefore, the Chazal Ulova, the poskim as well, will point out that if you're saying Shema without kavanah and you're saying it quickly, you don't realize it's a little bit ikachos menasef. It's a shame because the whole idea is mekabel olmach u'shamayim. When you shake your lulav, whatever kavanah you have, you're shaking your lulav, you're eating your matzah. Okay, there's sechir by matzah, sitting in the sukkah. But many mitzvahs, whatever you think, you're pretty much doing the mitzvah. Whereas Shema, the whole idea is mekabel olmach u'shamayim. So if you're not properly thinking about it, it could be that the whole idea, the whole theme of the mitzvahs just slip by when you're doing the mitzvah. Therefore, the idea is to mekabel olmach u'shamayim. Think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Think about schava oilish and v'hoya. V'yim is sitzis, all the different ideas. And topics that are put into these parashas, you should think about as he's saying Shema. Someone pointed out, interesting thought. As we said, around the year there's so many mitzvahs. Because, mashal now, Elul, Tishri, you've got Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, so many mitzvahs. Someone said an interesting idea. He said, you wake up in the morning, the first hour of your day, you have more mitzvahs usually than you can get in the whole year. You've got Krishma, Baruch Hu, and Amen, and Shema, Tefillin, Sitzis, Moidani, washing your hands, is so many mitzvahs that are in Mr. Rabbanans, they're gone as a cheshbon on Seder night. You have 64 mitzvahs you can get. Every morning, you probably have much more than that between all the different Krishma, Leinim. There's so many mitzvahs we get every morning, it's like a whole whirlwind of mitzvahs. So Krishma is one of them. Krishma is maybe the Eka one, the Daraisa. Some of them is a machlik, is what they are. Krishma is every morning, every night, this is Daraisa. Because We know that every mitzvah, mitzvah shvichin kavana, you gotta have kavana for whatever you're doing. Every mitzvah you do, you have to have kavana. Someone comes over, sits down and eats. And you tell him, by the way, you just ate in the sukkah, you forgot the sukkahs, and you sat in the sukkah, you ate, you had no idea. He wasn't the kind of the mitzvah because he didn't the kind of know he's doing the mitzvah. Mitzvah shvichin kavana, you gotta know what you're doing and have kavana for the mitzvah. Krishna is no different. You must have kavana to know you're doing a mitzvah. Because it's part of the davening, you say Pesuk Zimra. In Shachas at least, Marav Zoy, you say the brachas, you carry on, you just say Shema, you forget. The now is a separate mitzvah, it's its own entity by itself. It's unrelated really to tefillah as a davening to Hashem. It's a mitzvah in itself. It's hard to remember, you're doing a mitzvah daraisa. The shaila is as well, what mitzvah you're doing is daraisa or is drabonah? There is a machlok to Hashem about all the different parts of Shema. The first part of Shema Yisrael, that everyone agrees, is a mitzvah daraisa. It's unanimous across the board, that's a straight mitzvah daraisa. The hafta, pash is a mitzvah daraisa as well, although the Arad Rishonim hold not. The hoya, many Rishonim hold is drabonah. And the yema, even more Rishonim hold is drabonah. The problem is that you've got to know what you're doing, because if you think you're doing a mitzvah daraisa, and really it's mitzvah drabonah, you've got a problem with Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef says you can't add on a mitzvah. If you like Menorah, which is a straight drabonah, and you like Menorah, you think I'm doing a mitzvah daraisa. You're over the Issa daraisa of Baal Tosef. Not only you didn't even get the mitzvah, but you're over Issa daraisa. That means you live the Menorah. Issa daraisa of Baal Tosef. I remember in Eretz Yisrael, there was someone who left his dira and someone else came. And he didn't want to take the mezuzahs off. You know the Gemara tells us someone took the mezuzahs off and big tzaras happened to him. He didn't want to take the mezuzahs off. The next guy came, said he's got his own mezuzahs, I don't need yours. So take them or leave them, but I don't need them. I'm not paying you for your mezuzahs, I've got my own. So the first guy said, no, I don't want to take them off. The second guy said, I don't want them. So the first one said, okay, I'm mad at hanor from you. You can't have hanor from my mezuzahs. Okay? Second guy thought, no problem. He had his own mezuzahs. He put them up next to the old mezuzahs. Came to his house. There's two mezuzahs in every doorway. It's a straight Baal Tosef. Rav Moshe and others learned that you're not eating the whole mitzvah. Baal Tosef is ma'akev the whole mitzvah. If I told this guy that not only you're over his daraisa Baal Tosef, because Mrs. Lav Lehonis didn't lose, even if he's mad at hanor from you, he still can use his mezuzahs, but now you aren't even into your mezuzahs. So you made the bracha, I told you, put them on, and it's like you don't know mezuzah, because when you're over Baal Tosef, many holders ma'akim the whole mitzvah. Anytime it's Baal Tosef, it could be you don't get the mitzvah, and you're over his daraisa as well. Take your arominim, stick in a cucumber, there are five minim, you're over Baal Tosef. So if you think you're doing mitzvah daraisa, and really it's mitzvah drabonon, you're over Baal Tosef. And there's many mitzvahs which are very questionable, what they are, daraisa drabonon, be machlok to be shenim. Parsha Zachar is the classical one. Many shuls they bang out. Everyone should be mechavan to be Issa Daraisa Parsha Zachar. Could be this Issa Daraisa of Baal Tosef. Because many Rishonim, it's ready to bring Tosef's Rambam. Many mainstream Rishonim who we usually best like hold the Parsha Zachar's Rabbanon. Today, Chutz La'aretz can't kill Amalek. Different reasons why it's Rabbanon. Therefore, if you're mechavan for Daraisa, it could be Issa Daraisa of Baal Tosef. So you should mechavan, I'm doing a mitzvah.
Without saying,
right, it's daraisa rabbanon, I don't know, I don't care. I'm doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah is the mitzvah. And then you avoid the whole complication if you're entering a shaila Baal Tosef. So Krishma is again one of those mitzvahs that there's a big machalik Rishon in what it is. The first pasuk is always daraisa. V'after, v'hoya, v'ayimah. So be mechavan, I'm doing a mitzvah. Because even as rabbanon, as well as you have kavanah, I'm doing a mitzvah. So kavanah, I'm doing a mitzvah. It's daraisa rabbanon, I don't know, I'm doing a mitzvah. You avoid the whole saga of Baal Tosef. It's by Sfiras Emma as well. That's the problem with when people say the Hindu Mechavan, it says, Kamosh Kosov Vatera, it's not really Kamosh Kosov Vatera, because today's only Rabbanon. We bless them by Sfiras Emma's Rabbanon. Therefore, if you do say yourself, Pimash Kosov Vatera, or at least some Kavanah that you know, you're not doing a Miss Daraisa. Say tonight is another thing, second night Yom Tov. There's no Daraisas at all. A lot of Hakotas having Hindu Mechavan by Matzah, by Vekat Levincha. There's no daraisa. The only daraisa second night Pesach is benching. The only daraisa you've got the whole night. The rest is not as daraisa. Therefore, you must always remember there's daraisa rabbanon to avoid this shaila Baal Tosef. So that's Shema and daraisa rabbanon. But the first pasuk is always daraisa. Tucked away at the end of Shema is another mitzvah daraisa. We say Ani Hashem v'keichem. No, it's Baal Tosef to think it's daraisa. Baal Tosef is to add on to the Torah. So if you do it rabbanon, I think you're doing a daraisa. Then it's Baal Tosef.
If you don't need to have Mecham Mechlav, you can think of anything. What's the difference?
You don't have no, you have to have problem you're doing a mitzvah. The shaila is if you, because I'm getting specific, I think I'm doing Daraisa, and it is Rabbonon.
If you didn't have the Kavanah at all.
No, because when you, if you come home now and eat soup, there's nothing wrong. If you come home and eat soup and think you're doing a mitzvah daraisa, you're over daraisa. No. So if you don't have any kavanah, because anytime you do something for a mitzvah, and it's not, it's baal toisa. If you decide, oh, so we'll get to the kavanah in a minute. You're right. It could be abused without kavanah, but if you have the wrong kavanah, then you go over. Because the adding on a mitzvah, you can't add on a mitzvah. So if you do something shame, if you do something shame, nothing. Once you do something with kavanah, you automatically, the kavanah activating your mitzvah, which is non-existent, it's not a mitzvah. There's another mitzvah talked to you in the Shema Neshem, Lekechem, Asher, it says, Yitzchem, Eretz Mitzrayim. When you remember, it says, Mitzrayim, Zichiras, it says, Mitzrayim, it's Mitzrayim, it's and it's at the end of Shema, the last pasuk of Vayomer, again, it's a mitzvah daraisa, it's a separate mitzvah daraisa. You must remember, it's not part of the mitzvah daraisa of Shema, it's a separate mitzvah daraisa of Zichiras, Yitzchem, Mitzrayim, every day. Morning and night, and every mitzvah kavanah again for mitzvah daraisa at the end. This again is daraisa, the holidays, possibly
there. No, there's no baal toisuf there because it's not mentioned to me.
Yeah, this is no baal toisuf. That's right, no baal toisuf here. And it's taka mitzvah daraisa going to everyone because, like we said, it's a possible to remember, it's a mitzvah every day. Therefore, when you come to the end of Shema again, you've got to remember, if you don't have kavanah, could be no eitzah. The mitzvah, chaval, free mitzvah, takes about 3 seconds to say the words. Yeah, mitzvah daraisa, you think of how much you spend on your tefillin. This is a free mitzvah. Just think about it, thereby activating as a mitzvah daraisa. And again, so you have a mitzvah daraisa at the beginning, mitzvah daraisa at the end, and the middle is a shayla of daraisa rabbanos. If what happens if you don't have kavanah, like you mentioned before, what happens if you don't have kavanah? So the famous chayadam, which is a grad of bought here in Hilchos Krishma, is where it's brought. The chayadam says, whenever you do something which is clear, is a mitzvah. Look, you see a guy putting on a talis, putting on tefillin, shaking lulav, eating matzah, these things. If he wasn't Jewish, the guy would be crazy, because why would he be doing it? Elamai, it's muchach mitoich masov, it's clear from what he's doing that it's a mitzvah. Therefore, the Chayotim says, even if you don't have kavanah, it could be a still mitzvah. Because it's clear that there's a mitzvah going on here, because otherwise, what's he doing? The problem is, if you do something which is not clear, it's a mitzvah, the marshal. There's loads of examples, Yisud Shabbos. So you know, I'm the chavan for a mitzvah of Yisud Shabbos. So it could be there, you wouldn't have the chayotim because you're eating supper like every other guy is eating supper. So it's not mukach from what you're doing, you're doing a mitzvah. It could be you're doing a regular act like anyone who's not a Jew would do as well. So this chayotim could be only helped by things that are clear as a mitzvah. So Krishma, no guy is saying Krishma. Why is he saying Krishma? Do you want to do a mitzvah? If you want to do a mitzvah, chayotim says, Mishmur is very good, you have a chayotim, tachatchila abadi you should have kavanah. If someone didn't have kavanah, should he do Krishma again? So it could be, you'd be alright with this chayotam, because it's clear from what you're doing, you're doing a mitzvah. However, that's only for kavanah, for mitzvahs, as we know, regular kavanah and mitzvahs. By Krishma, there's another kavanah, which is ma'akub, and without it, you know it's, and you have to see Krishma again. And that is kavanah for the whole thing, but the hikkah, the first, the pasuk, the first two pasuk of Baruch Shem, and that is kavanah posha, to know what you're saying, to know the words, to understand it, goes, filters through your brain the words that you're saying. So it's also Shema Yisrael, and he's not b'chal thinking about the words. He's bechlal no yitza, and he has to do it again. Shachmar says, you know, yitza at all, and you have to do it again because you completely missed the mitzvah. When you want tefillin, the mitzvah puts you on tefillin, and you should have kavanah. If you don't, it's clear that you do your mitzvah. By Shema, saying the words, saying something is never a mitzvah. It's only got to be saying it with the kavanah. So if you say Shema, at least the first pasuk, with Baruch Shem, without kavanah, you bechlal no yitza, and therefore you must say Shema again. It was important when you come to Shema, however fast the minute is davening, always stop and think for a second what you're saying. Firstly, think you're doing a mitzvah. If you didn't do that, you got the chayadim to rely on, which is very b'dievet. But to think about the words as you say them, that's always ma'akav, and you should always stop for a second and try and pause. The Shacharach says that's why we say Shema loud. A lot of times you hear it's a quiet minute, and Shema goes loud. Shacharach says you should say it loud. To be ma'ori the kavanah. Without the kavanah, you become ma'ori to the whole mitzvah. Oh, this is a very good shayla. Someone said to me that he didn't understand. People who misleads the man, the minion is not going to catch the man Krishna. So obviously everyone said beforehand. He says, why is everyone saying it?
Don't mean that. If you manage to catch
him
within the Zman.
Right. Okay, so either way. So either whether you've caught the minion in the Zman, or whether you without the man, but you've already said it. Because you missed the eyes has been taken care of. Before davening, you've said it. So someone said to me, why is everyone saying it? So Kavanah, just whip it through. What's the difference? The Ma'aseh I saw many years ago in a sefer that says you should still say with kavana. But I've never found it since, and I think I know which sefer it is, and I've looked and I haven't found it. So either I was imagining it and he never said it, or he said it and I can't find it. But I remember something that he said you should still say with kavana. Why, I don't know. It could be just you married, you have to always say it properly. But be'etzim, you miss the rice of Krishna has been taken care of. Again, Rashi says the reason why you say Shemar again is to say Tefillah B'tech Divriteria, just to say from Tadam with Divriteria before that. But as the Krishna, the Medakhtik and saying it properly, then you've already done. So, the best is if you're going to catch it in this man, or let's say you want to catch Mogan Avram's man, and your min is only catching the second man. So you should do the tonight. Many people say do the tonight. If the first man is the real man, now's my Krishna. If not, this Krishna is Tadam. Sukim, Tayyah. And the second one's the real one. And then I'll be saying it with the brachas and davening properly. So go with me tonight. So one of the interesting shalit, you get wake up in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's really light. You want to say Shema to catch the first man. You could davening, second man. Your alarm clock's set to catch you for davening with the second man. But you wake up now, say now and catch the first man. Do you need to say brachas or Torah? Because the whole tonight is that if the second man is the real man, so I'm saying Shema now. Stop, I'm learning. It's okay. So you got to say Berachas Torah, you're learning that Berachas Torah. But you don't want to say Berachas Torah, you're going back to sleep, and you try Berachas Torah. So it's a bit tricky. Do you say Berachas Torah, say Shema, or do you not say Berachas Torah, not say Shema? Say Shema without Berachas Torah is a bit of a joke, because the whole tonight is that if the first man's man, now I'm saying Torah, if you haven't said Berachas Torah. Okay, interesting shayla. So that's the Chayot and Tevilah, but yeah, but it won't help for the actual Kavanah of saying Krishna, of knowing the words he's saying Krishna. If you have a suffix, if you said Krishna, the same thing as Mr. Daraisa, it's suffix Daraisa, you've got to start again. If you got a suffix where you're up to in the middle of Shema, happens a lot with it's two Kshayatim, Kshayat, it's a Chsavtim twice. So it gets tricky which one you're up to, after or Hoya. So if you're not sure, suffix Daraisa, you've got to go back to where you know your father said, and carry on from there because it's all a suffix, and usually in Daraisa, come to Mr. Shema.
How many words are you still with it? There's a man.
If you've missed his man, obviously the man of bottle carbon, there's nothing you could do, you missed it. The Shnarch Kredah says not very well known. Shnarch says if you miss Shema, there's Tashlumin. You should say it again next time twice, like Tfilah. Mashmur points out, I didn't know you eat to create Shema because you missed it. But as a zikr to the midst, you say again, the mice, you don't find people doing it. I'm not sure why not, but you don't find it. Yeah, you don't gain anything. It's possible just as a zikr to remember you missed the mitzvah. But he's not, the Mashmur points out clearly you don't eat to the mitzvah. Well, Krishna, you missed his time, you missed the time. Shema, as we said, you've got to have kavanah, know what you're saying. The plain, simple translation is fairly simple. Everyone knows Shema Yisrael. Shema doesn't mean to hear, because here you can always hear. Shema means to understand. It should. Sometimes you hear something, it doesn't go in. It's got to, Shema means you should hear it and understand it. It should go into you. It should go into the system, it should go into your brain. You should remember it and understand it. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem was our... He's our boss, he's our God. Hashem Echad is only one. Echad is the Aleph, which is one, and Ches, which is the seven rakiyas of Shemaim, and the eighth one is earth, and Dal is the four corners, all different Ramazim. But Echad, the simple translation is one. You gotta remember Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad. And that is the basic kavanah you gotta have to understand the words he's saying with Baruch Shem as well, also fairly simple. Baruch Shem as well, you gotta know what those two psukim are ma'akav in the kavanah, and if not, you must go back and redo. The Gemara says, "Kol amarech be'echad barichin lo yom avashnoisav." Stretch out the echad. The person says, "You can't do the dalet." It means the ches. I had an interesting thought, which I've asked many people. Some agree to me, some don't. You hear people saying echad the marech do echad with a long. Now, when you do echad like that, the long echad, they're not marech in the ches. The ches is a ch sound. When they say echa, that's not the ches. They're marach in the comments of the ches. The o that they're marach echa, that o, that's not the ches. That's the comments. So some people tell me, no, the comments goes with the ches. So when you marach echa, that o sound, that's part of the ches. Or you say, no, marach echa means ech. Like that, you've got to be marach in the ches. So, I don't know. I haven't found anyone talks about it. Interesting thought. Next time you hear someone saying echa, ask them, why is he marach in the comments? Oh, it's not a ches sound. It's going to be a ch, like that. Okay, you start to think people think you're more crazy than they already thought you were. They can do, right, they can be married in the Dalit. They have the proper Dalit, yeah. So that's Ma'aron, Marach Echad. Lemaisa, all the boys can say, you could say Echad normally, or you Marach slightly, and then think about Echad afterwards. you haven't, can't think about it, uli kavanas, you got uli list of kavanas, finish echad, toich kidei dibu have the kavana in yitzah. Baruch Shem as well is ma'akev the kavani misav kavana for Baruch Shem. Lema'ayza here the Mishpura says, if you started v'ahavta, you don't go back to Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is ma'akev, there's no hazim b'uta nishma. If you got middle of v'ahavta and you remember you didn't have kavana for Shema, you must go back to Shema. If you didn't have kavana for Baruch Shem, you ready to start v'ahavta, you carry on. Maybe after davening you do it again. But you don't, you're not mafs in the middle of v'ahavta for Baruch Shem to redo without kavana. The Shulchan Aruch as well points out that you can't say Shema twice. You can't say Shema in a way that looks like you think Shema Kilo, there's two gods, Shema to him, which means you can't say Shema, Shema, you can't say the word Shema twice. The Pasuk of Shema you can't say twice. The Hafta you can't say twice. Even the whole three sets, you should wait if you want to do it twice. So if you didn't have Kavanah, we're saying do it again. How do you do it again? You can't do it again. So the Eitzah already given the Eilei Achronim is, the second time you say it quietly, say it in a way that no one else can hear. You know what you're doing. There's no problem. But to say it loud is a problem. Sometimes you see people struggling to translate Shema properly, saying Shema, Shema, Shema. You're not meant to do that. You can say Shema once, and after that you go quiet, so it's not to sound as if you're doing it to Rishus Chas V'Shalom. You're saying Shema to one Hashem, and therefore you want to say it twice, or the positive twice. The second time you say it quietly. You're supposed to say it properly, carefully, slowly. There's no end to the Amori Chazal about saying Shema, proper Kavanah, and saying each word properly. There's many words which is a line, they put in the Siddur now, the line, so you should put the two words together. Even Shema Yisrael, the first two words, Shema Yisrael, it says one word, there's no such word as Shema Yisrael, Shema, gap, Yisrael, as B'chol, Levovcha, Avadatem, Meheiraz, Avadatem, Meheiraz, the two mems joined together. There's many words like this which are split up to know there's a Zion of Tizkri, people trying to ring the Zion. Again, always brought down, Shulchan Aruch has a list, Achronim later have a long list, of all the different words. It's not ma'akev, someone that didn't say still Yitzah, but l'chatzchili, you try and work out each word to say it properly. Shulchan Aruch says, be'ema of Yira, you understand, you're saying Krishma, the revelation of Krishma, you say it properly, be'ema of Yira. And you've been acting in everything that Mishmur brings down, famous Gemara, M'nuhuray, Amr, M'chemre, be'krishma, remach, evarim, everyone knows this, 248. Words connected to 248. Vorim. Krishma ketikunos, when he says Krishma properly, called Eva Eva Nidl Teva Achas Bisrapa boy, every limb takes one word, and through that word has a schus. There's a measure Tanchuma. Rav Mani Loite Krishma Kalabe Necha, you shouldn't think Krishma is a simple thing. When Shishma Ramach Teva is connected to Evorim Shiva Adam, and Barshim Kud Machsala, also joins the Cheshbon. Oma Kodish Baruch, if Shamaratim Shali, the Krishna ketikuna, if you God mine, you say Krishma properly. Avani Eshwar Shalachem, I'll guard yours, your limbs, and the Shema's next your limbs. You want to have healthy body, you guard mine, I'll guard yours. And you say Shema, it's a refuel for the every limb, every part of the body. The Mishpura also brings down, Matzan Lo Gehenim, someone has gets all worked up over Shema. Matzan Lo Gehenim, he gets Gehenim cooled down for him if he has to go to Gehenim. He gets it cooled down, B'schus, that he energize himself over Shema with so much effort, he gets if he has to go to Gehenim, it would get reduced to him. So it's Kedai, as many schools in saying Krishma, it's rapping you, it's not like Gehenim. Another important halacha by Krishma, it's really across the board and everything, but Krishma is one of those mitzvahs, ma'akev, is you've got to hear what you're saying. Now, if there's a lot of noise and you can't hear the words, you still hear it, as long as you would be able to hear them. But it's got to be that sound comes out of your mouth. Many times people are moving their lips. That's not. Even Shema Esra, some of them minig up here, I'll not to hear what they're saying. But you've got to, the sound, air with some sort of sound has to come out. If someone would press a microphone against your mouth, they'll be able to hear some sound. But it is possible to move your lips without any sound coming out, and that, you're b'chlal not saying anything. Moving the lips up and down, that's not saying. Saying is, audible sound comes out of the mouth, even if you can't hear it, but it is a sheikh to hear, that, with that you it's a, and listen up, sorry? The whole Krishna straight through. Many things are like this, as well, which is Daraisa. You've got to be able to, it's got to be that some sound came out of your mouth. If you don't hear it, you still hear it, but it's got to be some sound, like the Marshall Simpson by Kaddish, on says Kaddish, he says it very quietly, no one can hear. If 10 people would be able to hear, they would stand really close to him, that'd be fine. But you see, even quieter than that, that not, if 10 people were there, you couldn't hear, you know, it's a. That means if 2 people hear, because the rest are there in the room, no problem. As long as they would be able to hear, they'd be next to you. Same with Shema, you would be able to hear if you press your ear against your mouth, you'd be able to hear. If there's less than that, you'd be chlamo yitzah, and you must do Krishna again because Krishna's got to be. You've said the words and some sound has come out. Another important halacha by Krishna that we're familiar with, the Shemoneh Esrei, and that is you can't move, talk, make noise, signal, nu, ach, all these noises. You can't do the Shemoneh Esrei, the same with Krishna. You want to pick something up, someone asks you where to go, what to do, answer your phone, make a noise. So at last time about someone's phone rings and everyone starts making noises, just in case the guy can't hear his phone but he can hear you. I'm not sure what the cheshman is there. But you can't make any noises. Someone's disturbing you, someone's phone rings, too bad. The only times you could tell someone off in the middle of davening is, famous Shulchan Aruch, Chav Dalet, is Chazos HaShatz. Someone who talks in the middle of Chazos HaShatz, then the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to shout at him, you're allowed to embarrass him, tell him to be quiet, kick him out, do what you like, by Chazos HaShatz. It's the only time you're allowed to stop. You're just listening. Sorry? Learning is, well, learning Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's awesome. Mishbura says you shouldn't learn, because people will come to think that the whole thing will come cheap, they'll see they're not participating. But the realist is talking, and for that you're allowed to scream at the guy, Shachnaros is a growing boy, shout him, embarrass him, do whatever you like to him, to get him to be quiet, any sort of noise, no problem at all. That's only Chazos HaShatz. Because Midrash Shemoneh Esrei, as long as it's not actively disturbing you, you can't say anything. And same with Shema, the first parasha of Shema at least, first parasha, there's nothing at all, even for a mitzvah. Someone comes collecting stocker, you can't give him stocker. You can't do anything in the first part of Shema. You sit there stock still, not much like Shema Esra, without doing anything, no new ad, noises, pointing, nothing. First part of Shema. The second part of Shema of Vahoya, then the Tzorich Mitzvah you're allowed to do. The other day I was here and someone came in, he's looking for a minion, in the middle of Vahoya, so I showed him in the next minion, I showed him in the next room, there's a minion. Tzorich Mitzvah, Mitzvah Chesed, help out the guy, find the minion. So that's Mutter in the second part of Tzorich Mitzvah. Not a Tzorich Mitzvah, understand, you want to make some sort of noise, signal to someone, point something, tell the guy come here, that's all also even in the second parasha till the end of Shema. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, the second parasha is Mutter. The first parasha, Shema, V'haftov, even for Dvar Mitzvah, stock, whatever it is, you can't signal, you can't rammers, no noises, Mamash like Shema Esra. Just like Shema Esra as well, you can't walk in front of someone damage Shema Esra. You can't walk in front of someone saying Shema as well. Shema here means the first parasha, the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Shema Shema Chod. So in the middle of that pasuk of Shema, you can't walk in front of them, just like you can't walk in front of someone that was Shema Yisrael. You're walking to a shul, and they're all saying Shema, you can't really move, because if everyone's saying Shema, you've got to wait. It doesn't take long, 10 seconds, everyone said the first pasuk, then you can walk. But while saying the pasuk of Shema, is like Shema Yisrael, you can't walk in front of them. A person saying Shema, any position is okay, standing, sitting, traveling. The only two positions you don't want to say Shema is lying on your front, lying on your back. It happens, Negev, someone is not well, he's in hospital, even at home, he can't move, he's lying bed bound and he's lying on his back, he can't move. The person should try and move slightly on their sides as much as they can and say Shema like that. If you can't move at all, there are owners who say it the way you are. But if you can, slightly move to the side and say Shema, in that formation is better than lying flat. But a normal person lying flat, front or back, you don't say Shema. Sitting, standing, traveling is okay. The only Nekuda here to remember is, famous mission in Brachos, everyone knows, Machlokes B'Shem Beit Hillel, if you say Shema, B'Shem I hold that you, in the morning, say Shema standing up, it's when you get up, so you say Shema standing up, and in the night, say Shema sitting down, that's when you go down to bed. And Beit Hillel argued, the famous mission, Abtar from Tilei B'Shemai, and he had a sakona, B'Koch Nefesh, happened to him because he tried to do like B'Shemai, and tried to sit down in the night, and stand up in the morning for Shema, which you're not meant to do. So whichever position you're in, you remain. That means if you're sitting down in the morning, for davening, and it comes to Shema, you want to stand up for whatever reason. You shouldn't stand up just by Shema, either early or later. You shouldn't stand up in the morning specifically for Shema. And same with Marav, come to Marav, there's no seat. And then you get a seat by Shema. Don't sit down for Shema in the evening, because again, if you're doing like B'Shema, you're going down in the night or up in the morning. There's going to get a lot of times where you've got a minion during the week, or specifically Friday night, you find it more. And the minion finishes with Necht. So now it's Necht, everyone will say Shema. So some people say in Shul, which is Kedai, you get home, you forget. And you see people, I see it come out every single time. After Marav, they bang out, say Shema. So people sit down, say Shema. You can't sit down, say Shema in the evening, or stand up in the morning, or you're doing like B'Shamai, and we pass on like B'Shillel, and forget the Gemara says you're not allowed to do like B'Shamai. So whichever position you're in for Shema, say Shema, either sit down before, or stand up before, or afterwards, but not just in time for Shema. A simple saying Shema, you come to a shul, they'll say Shema. There's many things like this, or Leinu, Ashrei, you say it with them. You say everything with them, whenever you come to a shul and they're saying something, you meant to say it with them. But Shema is more important, you must say Shema with them. The Tzibur is saying it, it doesn't want to look like you're different, you're not saying Shema. You know, you said Even if you said to yourself or you say it later, if you can't say Shema because you're in the middle of a bracha, in the middle of birchas, you can't say Shema, so then you cover your eyes as if you're saying Shema to look like you're with a tzibul rather than trying to stand out that you're not journeying in with them. In the middle of Shema, someone asked me this last night, I think I saw it was quite important. In the middle of Shema, you can't answer anything in the middle of the bracha. Except the nine things you can answer in Elikan and Tzor. We know Elikan and Tzor, and Shema Esra. There's nine things you're allowed to answer. Baruch Hu, Amen Ekel HaKadosh, Amen Yisharabo, Amen Tzu Damron V'Omar. There's nine things you're allowed to answer. Those nine things you can answer in the middle of Shema. Everything else you can't answer unless it's been a prokem. Between the two parashas, between V'Havta and V'Hoya, you can answer what you like. Between V'Hoya and V'Yevi, you can answer what you like, except Baruch Hu Shema, which you can't even in Pesukot Zimra. Everything else you're allowed to answer between the parashas. In the middle of the parasha, between the Pesukim, you can only answer those nine things. Baruch Hu, Meshach Rabba, Moedim Anachnu Loch, the first words of Moedim. And those nine things you can answer in the kind of Torah you can do as well in any part of Shema. Another Shalosh is very negev. You wake up, just before says the man, Kriya Shema. Now, you should always avoid anything the last minute because with all the questions with our Zamanim, how far off they are, they're definitely off. The Shalosh is how far off, are they a few seconds off, are they more than that? And even if they're on the spot, they're on the mark, there's a whole shaila if you go to see where you are. Now, if you're in a hilly place, you're not in a hilly place where you see the sun. There's so many shailas in Zamanim. It's a huge tear in itself. Therefore, you should always avoid running into the last minute. But if you wake up for the last minute, I remember a few times people have told me they woke up and they had to watch Nagavas and say Berachas Torah. They missed Shema. About you don't do any of these things. If you're going to miss Shema or miss Daraisa, forget Nagavas, forget Berachas Torah. You plow straight into Shema. You don't miss Daraisa for anything. If you're worried your hands aren't clean, you can wipe your hands quickly on yourself. It shouldn't take more than half a second. And then you straight into Shema as fast as you can because you've got a suffocate, you're going to miss Daraisa. So you ever wake up, the last minute, you don't have time, you haven't got somewhere to wash, forget washing, straight into Shema. And even if you see it, you've missed it by a minute, it still could die because of so many mistakes with Zamanim. Could be you still catch it. It's good to always say Shema until you've got a couple of minutes after Zamanim, you know for sure you've missed it, then it's too late. If you can, you catch it as fast as you can. Forget another Asa, forget Bakhtar, forget anything, just straight into Shema, rather to avoid missing a Daraisa. So if you have a minion and the minion is dragging out, you're going to miss the man of Kriya Shema. Again, forget the minion, you go straight ahead and just say Shema, same with Tefillah. So this man Tefillah, we know. So about his last time, you're not allowed to daven for the tzibul. You're in a minion, you can't say Shema Esau for the tzibul. So again, a lot of Rosh Chodesh today, Musaf, people are winding up the tefillin, one guy hasn't got time. He starts davening. You're not allowed to start before the tzibul. You're not allowed to start before the tzibul, you can't start after the tzibul. You've got to start bang on with the tzibul. If they're missing, so this man Tefillah, I've had you start whenever you like, because they're all wrong. You've got to catch this man Tefillah. And never you're allowed to start for the tzibul. Last shayla, you get an aliyah, and in the middle of Shema. So if you know you're going to get an aliyah, and you're a kohen or a levi, you know they're going to give you an aliyah, the best is before you start Shema, leave the room. They'll get to lean in, they'll look for you, you're not there, they can't give you an aliyah. You avoid the problem. Especially if you're a kohen or a levi. If you can't leave the room, you didn't realize, it was too late, whatever happened, then you should tell them, not to give you an aliyah. If you do get an aliyah, so if you're a kohen or a levi, you have to go up. If you're not a kohen or a levi, if you can, someone else should go. And even a kohen or a levi, you should try and do it between ben aprokim to minimize the hefsek in the middle of Shema. But if you can, you avoid the whole shaila by going out, and then you don't have a problem. Last, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you say Shema without talis and tefillin, it's kilu made eitz asmoi, but eitz sheker beatzmoi. Like that, eight sheker. You're talking about tzitzit, you're talking about tefillin, you're not wearing it. Never lachatchila, you always put your talis and tefillin. Again, if you're going to miss the Zman, again, you have a choice. If you can, the marshal, you realize you've got 20 minutes to the Zman, you're going to have to say it for shakras. I say it at home, we say in shul, better get to shul, put your talis and tefillin and say it there. Because if you say the talis and tefillin, it's much better. And if you haven't got time even for that, at least get tzitzis on, get a bed on tzitzis, and then you at least have your tzitzis, you know if it's Issa, made, it's Ashmoy, it's Shekabi Ashmoy. Yes, if you can. Again, it's always practical. Sometimes you've got 2 minutes left as well.
If you've got 5 minutes.
If you can, you should. The big question is, you've got 5 minutes at home, promise the talent to fill in, take off and then go to shul. That's where it gets tricky because people don't want to put it on, take off. Like a tchila, you definitely should. Well, you've got sitters usually for that, so if you don't have a talent, you're still okay. Yeah. So at least put tefillin on then, and then take off. You got problems with your bracha, okay, you just don't say any bracha, for sure, there's no hazard. But If you can, the best is to get to shul part of tefillin, say it then, and then you just start davening, you never problem at all. If you're going to miss the zman, you don't put it on, and you go straight into shema, without davening tefillin, and rather catch krishma with the zman, than say it with the tefillin after the zman.
Okay. If you get later, we can't have some tefillin, it's still better to do the first time, isn't it?
Sorry?
If you get later, we can't have some tefillin, it's still better to do the first time.
It's the second time for the Zman. So it's not Krishna.
So once it's a happy
moment.